It's Madonna and Cherish here on Live 89.5. This is Wake Up with Dave and Kirsty. And we also have to say privyet. We have our Russian friend in studio. It's Anna from Expert Media. How are you?
Privyet.
Privyet. Как дела?
Good. Хорошо.
So you're very good today, yeah?
Yeah, today is better than yesterday.
Why?
One group of the kids just came in Phuket, and today they are in the British International School all day, and I take a good positive in the morning, early morning.
And the reason you are actually here is to talk about an event which involves all the kids, which is the Everybody Dance event, which takes place this Sunday, March 30th. But you were saying this is like a grand finale to a whole week of activities. So tell us about the grand finale on Sunday, the Everybody Dance event. Where is it taking place and what exactly is happening?
This Sunday, 30th of March, we will have like a gala concert, the final of 1 week children's culture festival, the Friendship of Nations, and it will held in Central Festival Phuket East Part. Part is mean that homework. In the Grand Hall A, when you open the door, you will see this great event, and I hope that everybody can see 200 kids. It's difficult not to see.
And it's at 11 a.m. on Sunday it all starts.
Yes, at 11 a.m. From 11 till 12, we will have some special fun program for kids. It's like clones, animators, balloons, prince and princess. So some activities and fun for the kids. And from 12 till 2 p.m. it will be the gala concert with participant of 100 kids, just participant in a concert, not a guest. Is a dancing groups and dancing ensembles from Russia, from Phuket, is singer studios, is acrobatic show. Yeah, we will have it and some.
Brilliant.
Live music band, kids live music band. It will be perfect, really.
By the way, can I just say Anna is beautiful in person as she sounds on the radio. Just in case there's Anna. Any men listening who are wondering if it's true.
Anna, has it been choreographed? Has it been, how long has this been in the works for? Like, how long has this been building up for? Organizing the event.
At the first, we started to do it around 1.5 months ago, but this time is easy for us, and is very happy time for us to do it. At the first, because it's the kids. Uh-huh. At the second, because we have a huge and great partners who always support us, and it's easy to do.
So what is it for? Why do you actually put this event on?
At the first, when we start 2 months ago, we make some football match, and we can see how it's important to develop the relation between Russia and Thailand and different nations, not in tourism and properties market, you know, in culture, in understanding each other, to communicate with each other.
Yeah.
And we start from a sport, and next time we would like to make the kids event, because just the kids can speak with each other when nobody know any languages. Thai kids with Russian kids, nobody can speak English, but they understand each other, really.
So you don't know what's happening. They can be saying anything to each other.
When I look at some group of the kids, you know, nobody can speak English, Chinese, Korean, Thai, Russian, England, and they're so happy. That's why we can show to adults how to speak with each other.
It is very, very cool to cultivate, you know, the Thais and the Russian, kiddies together, because, you know, there's a lot of Russians here.
Yeah.
And there seems to be sometimes a bit of a divide between Thailand and Russia.
I always say that because I have a lot of Russian friends, and I always say with Russian people, they are more fun once they let you into their circle. So sometimes when you see a Russian circle from the outside, it's different from when you are inside the circle. And then once you're inside the circle of Russian people, they're the most fun. Every Russian person, for some reason, can play a musical instrument. I don't know why. Every Russian I know is like a talented singer or can play. What instrument can you play?
Oh, I don't know, like, how to say
flute. Shell, or a flute.
Yeah, flute. But it was many years ago.
Oh, I'm sure you can still play it. So it is the Everybody Dance event. It's on this Sunday, March 30th at Central Festival Phuket, the east side at Homework. And it's starting at 11 a.m. and everybody should come along. So, Anna, how do you say your surname?
Karastilova.
Kind of still.
We can make Kirsty the competition. Yeah. Who will repeat it from the first time?
Okay, say once more. Okay, say it once more.
Karastilova.
Karastilova.
Kirsty River. Kirsty River.
And Anna, the big question just before you, are you single?
Yes.
Woohoo!
I have 20 kids now, right now.
That's okay. I'm happy to be the baby's daddies. Okay, it's 9:44. This is Wake Up with Dave and Kirsty. Anna, thank you very much. Спасибо.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Here's Level 42 and Running in the Family. I Have No Shame.